4. Eve woke in the pre-dawn dark with a weight on her chest. When she opened her sleep-blurred eyes, she made out a silhouette that had her reaching for her weapon with one hand, balling the other into a fist. Before she punched the shadow, as her brain cleared enough to remember she wasn't wearing her weapon or anything else, the shadow let out a familiar, growly sort of sound. "Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? Lights on, 10%. In the low light, Galahad's bicolored eyes stared, hard and steely, into hers. "What's your problem?" She hauled him up, dumped him on the bed beside her. Those odd feline eyes only narrowed. The growly sound clicked up to an actual growl. "Watch it, pal. I'm bigger than you." Eve scrubbed her hands over her face, called for the time. "The time is 5:33. Current temperature is 19 degrees. Eve shot a finger at the cat. "I had another 30 coming to me." Galahad's response was a snarl. Since she didn't have Rourke as backup, already up and buying a solar system or selling a small country, Eve imagined, she rolled out of bed, snagged the rober husband, who inexplicably thought of every damn thing, must have tossed on the foot of the bed. As she pulled the robe on, the cat stalked to the edge of the bed, sat, stared. "Look, you're creeping me, okay? Knock it off." She walked to the wall panel, opened it to the auto chef, programmed the first cup of life-sustaining coffee, and got it. No Somerset, and Rourke in one of his Emperor of the Business World meetings. Still, the man who thought of every damn thing usually fed the cat when the house was Somerset free. Turning, taking that first gulp of good, strong black coffee, Eve eyed the cat. "Are you bullshitting me, Tubby?" He jumped off the bed, a definite thud, sat, stared. His